The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Well, there is devastation in one neighborhood in Bensonhurst. Last night, four people, including children, were found stabbed to death. There is one person in custody.
A family was destroyed in their Bensonhurst apartment, a first-floor apartment in a building located on Avenue P and West 8th Street. A four-year-old boy was stabbed to death. So was a five-year-old girl. A 27-year-old woman and a 56-year-old woman also stabbed to death. This neighbor who didn't want her name used heard the screaming.
Like a guy, the son was screaming, his mom is dead. But I don't know, like he said, somebody killed her. I don't know who, like, and one guy, the police took it.
The police took a 24-year-old man into custody. Police sources say this was a domestic dispute. In Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, Carol Dioria, WCBS 880 News.
Many companies are still scrambling to get their computer systems back up and running properly after yesterday's global IT outage caused by faulty software from the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike has come up with a fix. Companies have to reboot their computers in safe mode, then delete the faulty CrowdStrike file. Just one problem, though. Your company's IT expert has to physically be at the computers to make that fix. It can't be done remotely for everyone with company laptops at home.
Finding someone who can actually go to where the computer is and do what needs to be done is going to be the hardest part.
Richard Lawler, senior news editor at The Verge, says we can expect more widespread IT outages like this, with so few software and cybersecurity firms intertwined.
Everything that you use has these layers on layers on layers of software and hardware and connected platforms that are run by these companies that maybe you've never heard of. And if one of them has a problem, things can get very bad very quickly.
Michael Wallace, WCBS 880 News.
Well, the ripple effects are continuing. Thousands of flights were canceled and delayed. It's still tough going for people trying to get in and out of the New York area.
Just be patient. We're trying to get everyone on their flight.
At LaGuardia Airport, the global IT glitch meant announcements by megaphones, blank digital boards, and a manual check-in system.
And they're doing everything by paper right here, so they're writing everything out.
So it's like...
We're back to the 80s.
After her flight was delayed twice, then canceled, Wanda Hess's plan B was to rent a car.
It really is a shame on, you know, how one website or one update can cripple a whole world.
Due to the impromptu surge, rental car companies ran out of vehicles. Two women heading to Louisville for their Saturday Summer League basketball game had to figure out a plan C.
So we have to take a $200 Uber to our friend's house and then all like carpool to Kentucky, which is another 12-hour drive.
That was CBS2's Alicia Reed. Well, Safe Streets advocates who celebrated Sammy's Law as a way to lower the city speed limit, they'll be waiting a little bit longer.
The city now has the control and can set its own speed limits. But going from 25 to 20 miles an hour will need a bill in the city council, which currently doesn't exist. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams, who supported Sammy's Law, giving the city this power, says lawmakers are going to have to weigh in
on how they feel it should be enacted or should not be enacted in their district.
State Senator Andrew Gonardis helped pass the law.
I don't want to speculate and assume anything nefarious. I know that the council just came off a very difficult budget negotiation with the mayor.
Sammy's Law does allow the DOT to lower speed limits on a street-by-street basis without any approval. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS 880 News.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
Still not that humid this afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. A shower can't be ruled out, mainly north and west of the city. We are seeing some firing up now over the Catskills currently, so we'll keep an eye on those. Tonight, turning out partly cloudy, remaining warm, the low of 72. For Sunday, a beautiful summer day, periods of sun and clouds, the high of 86. Monday, a bit more humid, a blend of clouds and sun with a spotty afternoon thunderstorm, mainly west of the city, the high again back at 86. Cloudy and humid on Tuesday, rather, with some showers and thunderstorms, the high of 84. Wednesday, remaining cloudy and humid, showers and thunderstorm, most numerous in the afternoon, the high of 83 on Wednesday. Currently, ice lip at 82, Flushing at 83, and it's 81 in the city.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.